Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. And we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
What are you at, boss? Welcome to the Max City Morning Show.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Noral Toyota. We support the Oil Barons. We've joined the drive-in movie theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and that's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. Big shout out to Noral Toyota, title sponsor for the show. We appreciate your ongoing support. Keith, Fad, Nimmer, all the boys down at Noral, thank you. YouTube exclusive episode. I'm dressed up. And it's not that comfortable sitting in a seat like this. I'm not going to lie.
No, you don't look very comfortable.
No, it's not. I like sitting crisscross applesauce. But every once in a while, I got to dress up. So I did. And I got to, like we were talking about it, I like it. I like the look. I'm not opposed to dressing up every now and then. However, sitting in these seats, it's not the most comfortable thing in the world by any stretch of the imagination.
You also don't have to dress up sometimes.
That's right.
I mean, I make it work.
That's right. No. That's right.
When I hear like black tie or like something like that, I hear it as a challenge to see how dressed down I can come.
Yeah.
And then still just let me in.
That's right.
You know, like I don't black tie. I don't come in sweats or anything. But
that's
I'm
right.
Like, all right, can I get in with like black jeans and a pressed T-shirt? You know.
Yeah.
It's a challenge.
It's a challenge. Challenge accepted.
Yeah.
No, I got to dress up. And big shout out to the Chamber of Commerce. I went to their luncheon this morning. It was phenomenal. The guest speaker
was
amazing. It was a breakfast. Yeah, not luncheon. Yeah, you're right. It was breakfast. I didn't eat anything because you know me. I don't eat breakfast. But the presenter was amazing. So big shout out to the Chamber of Commerce. That was a banging event, I have to admit. And I got to dress up. So nothing wrong with that. I wanted to. I like to. But this is definitely not going to be a like back in the day. When he dressed up every single day like this. We are definitely not going back to that extreme by any stretch of the imagination.
No.
No.
Couldn't be me either.
Yeah.
This is a big part of why you don't see me, is because then I would have to either, like, match par or awkwardly sit there unpar.
That's right.
And
that's
right. Instead, I just get to sit back here, and everybody gets to imagine what I wear.
Yeah. It's I think you dress well for the vibe you're going for.
Yeah. I dress to my brand.
That's right. You are very much on brand.
Yeah.
And so some people might be watching. It's funny. Some people know exactly what your brand is just by your voice. Like that house party I went to and everybody's like, knew it, nailed it.
Yeah.
So.
Or or nobody notices me at all. Like in OJ's yesterday.
That's right.
I showed up about 20 minutes earlier than you did.
Yeah.
And I walked in there and I was like, I know this person and I know that person and I know this person. And none of them seemed to look over and notice.
Yeah, but until I showed up.
Yeah, and then you showed up and all of a sudden everybody was like, oh, Elliot and Tanner.
Yeah, that's right.
And you're like, yeah, I've been here for 20 minutes sipping on this water. How you guys doing?
That was cool.
Yeah.
What a nice feeling.
Oh, dude, it's the best.
Complete anonymity. They literally, nobody knew you were there.
No, I didn't, like, I can't, well, except for the staff, because
the staff, yeah.
And that's what it was. I felt like a celebrity to the staff. People knew my name.
That's right.
Loved me.
That's
and then
right.
All of the people that were there just kind of minded their business.
That's
and I
right.
got left alone.
That's funny. Big shout out to OJ's. Let's shout them out. They had their new summer menu. I'm going to put together some content for them. So thanks for inviting us. You, me, and Keegan, my little boy, went.
Yeah, he got the fajitas, you got the fish pho, and I got the burger.
Yeah, fish, was it not pho, it was
something bowl.
Yeah.
Poke bowl.
Delicious, and you got the burg. All of them looked delicious. Keegan thought he was super cool, helped us with filming.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, Dad, is this what, this, because I told him we were going to work, so he just assumed maybe it was the podcast, which he thinks is cool as well.
Yeah.
And then we went to a restaurant and people kept coming up and talking to us and we were filming. And then we got in the car. He's like, I thought you said we had to work. I'm like, that was it. He's like, you got a cool job, Dada.
For that little kid, I bet that's what he imagines being a celebrity is like.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, everybody coming to your table,
that's
talking
right.
to you, asking you for stuff.
Yeah. I asked him if he liked it. He's just like, Because like obviously you normally when we go out, I'm very
social.
No. When I go out and it's just me and Keegan.
Oh yeah, you're very private.
I'm very private, and so and when people come and chat with me, like I'm pretty kind of
cut and dry,
and they go away quickly. But yesterday was a work event, so obviously people are coming. You chat with them, so I was like, "How did you like it?" He's like, "It was okay. It was exciting," but he's like, "I wouldn't want that all the time." I'm like, "No, I get it."
Right down the middle between you and Anethne, isn't
yeah,
he?
That's right. So yeah, but he did like it. So big shout out to OJ's. Your food was delicious, and hey, Keegan's recommendation. You just bumped McDonald's out of second place in Keegan's mind. He's just like, it goes. A&W, now OJ's, then McDonald's.
No,
so.
I'm pretty sure he put OJ's above A&W.
Really?
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he said that was the best thing he had ever ate.
Wow.
And the Pierres take their ranking lists very seriously.
Very seriously. Yeah. Even as a child,
Oh, yeah, no, that is a legit ranking. He doesn't have that from nowhere.
No.
And that doesn't change every day.
No. Like, it can change.
But it's not like every time you ask him, it changes.
That's right.
It's when there's good enough food, it changes.
That's right. Yeah, so big shout out. I'm a big burger guy, but I wanted to...
Fantastic. Yeah. Yeah, on the brioche bun. Love it.
You know what?
What?
We got to go back.
Yeah?
To OJ's. I don't think I've ever had an OJ's burger.
Oh.
No, I'm dead serious about this.
Oh, they have a cheeseburger, or a grilled cheeseburger there that's really good. Their mushroom brioche burger was really good.
I've had their veggie burger.
Yeah.
And it's very good. But their menu is so vast of great things.
Yeah.
That I don't think I've ever had their burger before, which is a sin.
No, you got to try it. And the staff there is just phenomenal.
Oh, well, we could talk about how awesome the staff is all day.
Yeah.
Like, I'm shocked. Like, I'm going back in my memory. I don't think I've ever had an OJ's burger.
That is crazy.
That is crazy, but their menu is that good.
Yeah.
Their menu is that good that I've never ordered my favorite item on the planet.
Because they have, don't they have your favorite wings there?
Oh, yeah. The wings, awesome.
Yeah. The poutine there. The
poutine's awesome. The hot dog, the double hot dog, which I don't think they have anymore, though.
No.
That was my go-to jam for every time I went there. The poke bowl that I had yesterday was good. They have, for breakfast, they have an awesome breakfast there that when I never have it here because I don't really eat breakfast, period. But every once in a while, like when I'm with Perro in Edmonton, you know.
Yeah. You need a good breakfast.
And he has an OJ's right around the corner from his house.
Fantastic.
Like literally. So that's mine and Perro's hangout. So yeah, I've never had a burger there. And then you even got me eating their nachos.
Oh, yeah, the nachos
are so good.
Yeah.
So
that's what you get. You get burger with a side of nachos or a side of poutine or a side of wings, something that you like there. And then you can get the burger and something that you like.
So we're going to have to correct this wrong.
I agree.
We're going to have to.
As my gravy list goes, they're up in there in the top three for sure.
Yeah, their gravy is good too. So big shout out to them. So, you know what?
What?
We should hit them with a commercial.
Yeah, you want to?
Yeah, hit them with a commercial. It's all about getting that job, the dream job, or any job for that matter. It blows my mind how many people don't prepare for their interviews. You need to prepare for the interview to get the job, to get the money. So prepare for the interview. Now, you guys see me here sitting crisscross applesauce every day. But the fact of the matter is, I was in human resources for over a decade in the oil and gas industry, primarily focusing on recruiting. So I know a thing or two when it comes to those interviews. So sign up for the course. Trust me, you won't regret it. Now back to the show. How long is that?
I have no clue. I wasn't paying attention.
Okay, neither me.
I wonder if they are going to notice that we filmed that today, seeing as you were in the exact same outfit.
That's right.
And you just explained that you are not going to wear this outfit often.
That's right. So that course, that's a course everybody's seeing at home. That course is happening on the 9th of next month. Limited seating, so you definitely should register for that. Yeah, it's funny. I was supposed to film that ad promo for weeks, and I never got around to it. And today we did it, and it just so happened that I was dressed up because that was not the game plan for that promo. I was just going to film in whatever I was wearing, and Just got lucky that I was wearing this for that promo.
That commercial will always just have Snazzy Elliott in it.
That's right. So now you're going to be seeing the show with me just dressed normally, and then pop, that guy's going to show up. So anyways, that guy's the same guy, just in different clothes.
Yep.
Just in different clothes.
Different energy.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit of different energy.
Business Elliott comes out in the suits.
That's right.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, he's a cool guy too.
Yeah. Yeah. All Elliots are cool Elliots.
Yeah,
except
that's right.
for that one.
Thank you.
Except for Inverted Elliot.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
That guy that's somewhere else because of you.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Or remember, I had an ego death about a month or two ago. That guy had to go.
That guy sucked.
Yeah, so listen, we didn't know he existed, but yeah, the Elliots that are currently here, all versions, pretty legit.
Yeah, you've gone through the vetting process now, and we're
that's
all
right.
good.
We're all good. Yeah. So I'm going to Edmonton next week for a little bit, for the weekend,
yep.
a little bit earlier. Are you going to be in Edmonton?
I don't think so. I'm thinking about this weekend.
Oh, this weekend. When are you bouncing?
I don't know if I'm even bouncing yet, but if I do, it'll be like Saturday, come back Sunday.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
I was hoping potentially like hang out on Saturday evening, maybe not, you know?
We can hang out Friday potentially.
I can't because, well, I got that course. I got to be course on Saturday. Hey, let's speak about that. I got another course. This is going out on Friday. I'm doing a how to make a video course. So if you're a business out there that needs to learn how to make videos to sell your products, or you're somebody at home who just wants to get seen on the internet, like myself and Tanner, more Tanner's heard than seen.
Or if you want to meet and greet with Elliot Pierre.
Show up, limited seating as well. I think there's 11 in the morning and 11 in the afternoon. So hopefully by the time you see this video, it's already solidly booked. But if there is more people that like to attend, we're starting a waiting list. So yeah, come check out myself this weekend at the Chamber of Commerce building.
You love being checked out, don't you?
Listen, it's not a bad thing in life, is it? Not in my opinion.
No.
Some people don't like it.
Some people love attention, other people hate it, hey?
That's right.
A really 50-50 split group.
That's right. Which is shocking to me, but you fall into that group that doesn't love to get attention, so.
I love attention. I don't mind attention. I just don't want attention from people I don't know.
Speaking of attention, we kind of, this is coming back to me now, talking about attention and traveling. I got off this track, but we had a thing we were talking about in regards to not changing your style, but elevating your style about two trips ago.
Yeah.
And so like it was after you got a haircut, I think you had a fresh black hat on. Why did we follow up on that? We forgot about that.
No, it was a choice made.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're only that Tanner's only going to come out on special occasions.
Yeah.
That's not going to be an everyday.
That's a paid to appear Tanner.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a, you got to pay money to have that Tanner appear at your event. I come for free, but if you want the upgraded package, it costs money.
Yeah.
The free trial, you get what you get, right?
That's right. I was going to start talking about the look, but then talking about it gives too much away of who you are. So we're going to change topics. We're not going to go down that rabbit hole. So
yeah, well, I don't like you could talk about it if you want. I'm pretty sure that my whole aesthetic is to blend into the rest of the community. So
yeah, there's certain things though in regards to, like that. Yeah, I don't want to
spoil it.
I want to spoil it there because some people aren't ready for you at all.
No, it's my favorite thing ever.
That's right. Except there's a target demographic that loves you.
Yes, we have a whole group of people that just love coming in to see me.
Yeah, and for all the people watching at home, it's not who you think it would be.
No, but the people who it is know who they are.
That's right. And it's funny, more often than not when people come here, they're excited to see me.
And shocked to see me.
Yeah, but there's a certain demographic that as soon as they show up, I very quickly
disappear.
Become second place. And I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. When it happened this weekend, like I was telling you the story.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I invited a previous guest on. And she was like, oh, yeah, I'll come on. And then she's like, oh! And I get to see Tanner. And I was like, yup, you got to see Tanner. Yeah. So
I'm a very loved person in many different communities.
You should have come. I didn't think about that. Could you imagine if you would have come to that multicultural event with me?
Do you remember me asking if you want me to come?
Yeah, but I didn't think of like that component.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That component is why you take me most places.
Elliot. Yeah. That would have been a good one. It was, I got to say, like, I love the Multicultural Association. I'm a board member now. I like doing stuff for them. But, dude, that was proper work.
Yeah, especially by our standards.
Yeah. I can't tell you the last time I had to, like, be doing videography with two cameras, running around different areas, interviewing, B-roll, all by myself.
So that's the real reason you wanted me there. It was too much work for you.
Well, I didn't know it was going to turn into that level of work.
That's why you didn't know you wanted me there.
Yeah, yeah. Like, it would have been a proper work day for both of us.
I see how this is adding up.
So it was good. It was great, though. The performances were unbelievable. The people that showed up were fantastic. And I did get a lot of support from volunteers, the board members, and some of the staff there. So they went above and beyond. But
I feel like a racehorse owned by a Saudi prince.
Yeah.
You know? Like, yeah, I'm a workhorse, but, like, he's not really putting me to work. I'm here for show.
That's right. That's exactly it.
I'm a prop.
That's facts. Like, facts. Yeah. You going to race him in the next race? Like, yeah, you know, it's not big enough.
Yeah.
When is the big enough race? Well, you know, we'll know it when we see it.
Can you pay a lot of money to get that horse? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like having it around. That's though. Right. It's nice to look at.
That's right. Facts. That's facts.
Love my job.
Yeah. So you're going to Edmonton this weekend, maybe.
Potentially, yeah.
And I'll be going the next weekend.
Yeah.
Why? Oh, there's another concert going on. That's why you're considering going down.
Yeah.
Is it Garth Brooks?
Yeah, totally. You know me. Catch me all at the Garth Brooks concert.
Yeah. That guy I hear puts on, like, I couldn't tell you a single Garth Brooks song. If I heard one, I'd probably be like, oh, I'd like this song. And you say, oh, that's Garth. But I've heard so many positive things about his concerts that I'm just like, you know what? I might go to a Garth Brooks concert one of these days. If somebody gave me the ticket. I don't know if I'd necessarily pay the money to go see Garth.
Could you imagine me at a Garth Brooks concert? Like, I would, fully ready to go to a concert.
You would not blend. You would.
I would.
The opposite of blend in.
Yeah, I would stick out like a sore thumb.
But I think because of your upbringing, you know a Garth Brooks song or two, and you would be able to, like, get into it.
Oh, I know a lot of Garth Brooks songs. I don't know if I'd necessarily get into it, but I think I would be the coolest person at that rave.
Yeah.
I think everybody there would just be, like, amused and enthralled with me.
It'd be the opposite of a rave.
Yeah.
It'd be the opposite of a rave.
Yeah. You'd catch me out in the smoke pit a lot.
That's right. That's right. But, yeah, Garth Brooks is going to be performing this weekend in Edmonton.
Yeah, and next weekend, I believe, too.
Yeah.
Because of his multi-shows in Edmonton.
That's right. He throws down. He's a man of the people. He doesn't want people to overpay for his tickets.
Yeah, that is always nice.
Yeah, and it's turned into a whole, like, probably bigger money generator for him doing that even.
Yeah, because the support comes and then everybody knows what he's doing, so they quickly buy his tickets because they know another show will come. And
that's right. That's right.
He is a good performer and entertainer for sure.
Big shout out to Garth.
Yeah.
I've never seen him, but I've only heard positive things.
What's one concert you would want to see? Like, is it a venue? Is it an artist?
It would definitely be an artist.
Yeah.
There's two artists in particular that I, off the top of my head, would love to see.
Yeah.
One, Erykah Badu. I love me some Erykah Badu. My business partner Jay has been blessed to see her two times. There was one time I could have, but I missed it. So Erykah Badu, number one. The other band, I don't know if they still perform or not. I would assume they do, but it's Arctic Monkeys. I'd love to see the Arctic Monkeys as well.
Yeah, so, those are... There's no certain rave artists you want to see?
Not as of yet, like, because there was one in particular that I thought I'd want to see, but then, yeah, like, I just listened to him a little bit too much, and it's not...
Everything you want it to be.
Yeah, and my ear for rave music has changed, and so that was initially when I first started getting into it.
Oh, before you went to the shows.
That's right. Okay. And so now, nice to listen to in the car. Nice to, like, jam out to every once in a while. I don't know if it is...
worth an hour to four hours of your time.
That's right. That's right. And especially after we went to the show, like, that had the dubstep and...
Stone Level.
Yeah, but what was the other kind of music? Dubstep house. And house?
Yeah.
I'm just like, okay, house has a time and place for it. There's no doubt about it. I don't know if I necessarily would be interested in sitting through a four-hour house show.
Yeah, I agree. That's you know? How I feel. Like, I listen to it as, like, maybe party music.
That's right.
You know, on a That's playlist right. that had some rap and had some R&B and whatever and That's throw right. some house on there to dance to. But
yeah.
if I'm going to a show, it's going to be dubstep.
Yeah. I think
100%.
So. I think so. So
made you yeah. made you a bass head, didn't I?
Yeah. It? Yeah. And so well, you know you did, but you know who strengthened that?
Who?
It's Colton.
Yeah. Yeah. Colton is a master of what he does, Lost Sound.
Yeah. Big shout out to Lost Sound.
Yeah, we got go ahead.
He nailed it.
Yeah.
He might have been on our underground rave. Might have.
Yeah.
He might have performed.
For 8 hours
straight.
Might have thrown down the entire time.
Big apologies if you weren't invited. Yeah. Listen, I mean this genuinely. So there was, it was a test. And so
a dry run.
And so there was a very limited amount of people. And if you did not come, it does not mean I don't like you. It doesn't mean that we aren't as close as you think we are.
It means that we did it 2 days before or 2 days after starting to plan it, and it was
not
very
even.
Rushed.
It was, I'm going to say, 36 hours was put into this at most.
At most.
Yeah. And we didn't know how it was going to turn out. The venue, extremely underground. But now that we know.
Kind
of. Yeah, kind of underground. Maybe above ground. But the concept underground.
Yeah.
And but anyways, we are gonna do it again. Actually, we won't drop any names. We won't spill any beans. But and we're not gonna go to this level yet. But we've been asked to do it on a very big level, and then been offered space at a much bigger level than we've done it at. So people have heard about what we've done, and they want in.
Yeah, our bangers, they really go off.
Yeah. Well, when you throw a banger, how we throw a banger, you know.
And how Colton threw down. Shout out Lost Sound. Check him out on SoundCloud.
Yeah. I say this often, and I do mean it. Yeah. But I am always pleasantly surprised about people hearing about what we do or watching this show.
It's, 100%.
But for the level of low-keyness that our underground banger was, the amount of people that have come up to me and been like, dude, what the hell?
You heard about, you've heard some things?
Yeah. I'm just like, listen, man, like.
I didn't even know you were into that kind of thing.
That's right. There are some people, kind of like when I started the podcast and I invited like 30 people, and then all of a sudden people came out of the work being like, why didn't you invite me? I'm like, dude, I'm sorry. You're invited. Let's come on the show.
Yeah.
The number of people that have come up to me and been like, oi, where was my invite? I'm like, I could only invite like 10 people. I'm sorry. Yeah. Next time I'll invite maybe 20 or 30, maybe.
Yeah, depending on how much room we get in here, how many DJs we play.
That's right.
I have a second DJ.
Oh, I'm so excited about the second DJ.
Yeah, he just picked his name.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it official?
It is official. He's put it on his SoundCloud. He's starting an Instagram. He's starting a Facebook. It's not set up yet, but he's going for it. His SoundCloud setup.
Can we say the name?
Yeah, it's Cussed Out.
Cussed Out. Yeah. I'm so happy he went with that nickname.
Yeah.
Or not nickname, stage name.
Yeah.
That's a great name.
Yeah.
Cussed Out.
Yeah.
So what's Colton's?
Colton's is Lost Sound.
Lost Sound.
Yeah.
Lost Sound and Cussed Out. Okay.
Yeah.
Like it.
And then,
like it.
Yeah, that'll be our next show, hopefully.
Yep.
Get them playing live.
We got to figure out a date for this.
Yeah.
I really need to sit down and look at my summer schedule.
Yeah, we'll check out a calendar, pick a date.
Yeah. Yeah. Because there's a lot of traveling. And then you might have some traveling coming up too.
Yeah. I'm...
Festival series.
Festival season, yeah.
Have you figured out where, when, how yet? No, you're still... You're living the LA Pierre life right now.
I am indeed. Yeah. I have been living the LA Pierre life long before we started doing this, my friend.
Yeah. It's not a bad gig, man.
No, I used to book the hotel room and buy the concert ticket on the way down to the show.
Right.
So, because like you know, didn't know if you could get down there, didn't know if you get the time off, didn't know if you had the money, and then the day of, you're like, hey, I can make it work.
That's right.
And you just go.
And you just go. I love it. No sponsor yet for our trip.
No.
In regards to somebody who wants to make mine and Tanner's dream come true, it was 5K. We need 5K. We'll go to an airport, and then we're just going somewhere. So, listen, if you're out there, be part of that. Make dreams come true. Me and Tanner make a lot of dreams come true.
I would say.
Let's have somebody out there make one of our dreams come true. So it went out on the last episode. I'll go over it one more time for any new audience members who didn't hear it. But I have a bucket list item that I just want to go to the airport and just say, hey, I don't know where we're going today. Please decide where I'm going and just put me on a plane anywhere. So we decided the budget for that, because it's myself and Tanner, $5,000. So that's $2,500 a piece. And we'll document the whole thing. It's highly sponsored. We will shout you out and make so much content about this and our journey, our adventure that we go on. So if you are an individual or an organization who wants to make a bucket list item on my list come true, please get in contact with us. Let's make some memories.
Yeah, I think it would be a fun time.
Oh, how could it not be? Could you imagine showing up at the airport? Here's the thing. It wouldn't only just be a fun time for us. It'd be a fun time, like, for everybody along the way. How often does the ticket clerk at an airport just have somebody stroll up and be like, hey, pick where I'm going today? Like, that's a story that they're going to have for the rest of their life.
So, like, what happens if we reach a dead end?
What do you mean?
Like, say we get to Fort McMurray and they fly us up to Chip. Then we're just in Chip with $4,000?
Yeah. All right. No. Yes and no. You can get back on the plane again and keep it going.
Okay, so you're telling me that we just go to Chip and then immediately back to Fort McMurray?
Well, I've never hung out in Chip in the summer. I don't want to get back. Let's go check it out. Let's go talk to some people out there.
Yeah, well, I'm not saying immediately turn it, but like we'd have to go back through Fort McMurray to get anywhere.
That's right. And then we could go to another ticket agent and be like, "Hey, where are we going next?" So that'd be kind of weird, though, if we were in Edmonton, because this is going to start in Edmonton.
Oh, right, yeah.
So it'd be kind of weird if they're just like, hey, do you want to go to Fort Chip? It's like, that's a weird destination when you got the world at your disposal.
Yeah, and no disrespect to Fort Chip, because, again, like, a beautiful place. But, yeah, I would be a little choked if we got to Edmonton and they were like, yeah, go home.
That's right. That's right. So I guess but anyways, I'm not putting any kind of
limits on it.
They could do whatever. But, like, let's say, for example, they fly, like, we get a seat sale. And we find ourselves in England.
Yeah. Then the world's our oyster.
Let's hang out in England for a little bit, but we got some more money. Like, let's go somewhere else after that.
And is the $5,000 for the trip total, or is it just for the flights?
Combination of both.
Okay. Yeah. Trip total then, yeah.
Yeah, combination of both. I also like your idea, and like I've swung it by Jay. He's also a big fan of it. It's like, if we ever make it to a country where our looks become unique. No spoilers, because we might actually do this, and I don't want to give away your look. But if our looks become unique that we can generate income off them, that would just keep the trip going even longer. That's just more money in the bank.
Dude, why wouldn't we just try?
In regards to, like, I take... got the sweet backpack.
Yeah.
But, and I've been filming and did different little things while I'm doing episodes with the intro, though.
I know, it's hilarious. I love doing that when we're somewhere live.
Yeah.
We haven't put the intro in yet.
Yeah.
And I always just, like, swing at you, and then the guest is always just like, what is he doing?
That's right.
And you're just immediately like, we're back, and they're like, you can see the confusion on their face.
That's right. That's right. They don't know what's going on if they've never seen the show. Yeah. Tanner, hit them with the intro.
My favorite is people who haven't seen the show.
Yeah.
Because they never have any idea of what's going on, and it always turns out really good.
That's right. Well, because everybody gets so nervous. Like, we just filmed a whole bunch of episodes. One aired already. You'll see the next in the upcoming weeks with The Keg. And I think there was a lot of individuals who were very nervous when we got there. And then, you know, I do my moment of gratitude, and all of a sudden it's like,
Yeah, your moment of gratitude.
Easy.
I'm pretty sure I could do your moment of gratitude at this point.
Oh, you did. That was so funny. Chick was so confused.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So for you guys, obviously you weren't there, so you didn't know it, but the opening monologue of the show is pretty much the same. Like, I almost don't even miss a word at this point. And so while I was doing it, Tanner was mimicking me, but actually making fun of me while he was doing it. And our poor guest, she was so confused.
Yeah, because I was making fun of you, and you were trying to hold it together.
That's right. Yeah, and I did, just barely.
Yeah, I saw it, though.
Just barely.
So I love making you crack on camera because you tell everybody, you're like, you can mess up. It's fine. And then you never mess up.
Yeah.
So it's always fun to make you mess up once in a while.
There's been a few intros.
Yeah.
There's been a few intros back in the day. There's one, I don't remember what episode it was, but I was just like, can we do that again? You're like, nope. I'm like, all right, let's keep going then.
You made a rule.
That's right.
I'm just following the rules.
Yeah. So anyways, what are we at?
We're at 30:50.
Okay. Let's wrap it up then because it's getting late. All right, everybody, for watching. Thank you so much. Appreciate the ongoing support. Big shout out to Noral Toyota. If you haven't booked for my course this weekend or on the 9th, do the right thing and book for it. I hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.